Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me, it looks like, right now. We're having a little technical difficulty getting Dusty Staub on the phone, but you and I are going to continue to march, because one of the things that we're going to talk about is what are the sources of your fear and anxiety going on, right? Whatever, what's happening in your life right now, in our lives right now. We're all in this together, aren't we? I mean, this is, this thing that we're dealing with right now, this, the coronavirus, the Wuhan COVID-19 disease. And by the way, in case you aren't familiar, in case you haven't, you know, you've seen the coronavirus, the novel coronavirus, the COVID-19, you've seen all that. You might not know if you haven't looked it up, because it hasn't been really explained all that well in the media. COVID-19 is the disease. It's the disease caused by the coronavirus. So COVID-19 is the version of 19 is the version of the it's like a kind of a flu, a kind of a pneumonia. I'm not a medical person, but that's a layperson's way of describing it. But it's the 19th version, I guess. But it's called COVID-19. It's what you get, and you get it from the coronavirus. The coronavirus causes it. The coronavirus doesn't hurt you. The coronavirus gets in your body and then causes the COVID-19 disease. That's what kills you if you die from this. That's what makes you sick, is the COVID-19 disease. And they call it the novel coronavirus because apparently there are a bunch of coronaviruses. There are but a number that have come before. They call it the novel coronavirus because it is the new one. It's the new kid on the block, so to speak. So they call it, when you'll hear people say coronavirus, you'll hear people say novel coronavirus. Other people will use COVID-19, and they're all, and the truth is everybody gets it. We know what they're talking about, right? And you might even hear me last week and this week. You might even hear me talk about, might hear me say coronavirus. It's just awfully handy, right? It's handy to say that we have a coronavirus pandemic, that we're being afflicted by, or we're worried about the coronavirus, and it's not inappropriate. There's nothing wrong with what I just said. It's just that when you hear people talk about that, they're not technically wrong either. It's just a different way of saying basically the same thing. However, we don't have a COVID-19 pandemic. We have a coronavirus pandemic. That's what's being spread. The virus is what's being spread. The virus is what's so resilient. The virus is what is so transmissible. It's what's so aggressive and so so much more deadly, apparently, it seems, more deadly than the flu. As deadly as the flu can be, because hundreds of thousands of people die every year around the world with the common flu. Apparently, this is worse. If you get it, it's worse. It hits you faster. I've seen reports from young people who've gotten this disease, and it hit them faster. They said it came over them real quick, and it was scary for them. So that's the virus causing those symptoms, which are the COVID-19. And so here we are. It is a pandemic now because it's spread around the world in a way that you could say that we have a flu pandemic every year, because, as I said, every year the flu, which is in us, it's among us, It's in our world. The flu, the common flu, is something that we deal with every year, right? Probably in a year or two or three years, coronavirus, this novel coronavirus, maybe it won't be novel for long, but it'll be still be this coronavirus. We'll probably never get rid of it. It'll just be another variation on what we deal with every year. But there are things you can take, right? We have the I've forgotten the medicine that people take for the flu. Then we'll have our own. They'll come up with something for the coronavirus, and in 2 years we may have another. You know, this year there may not be as many people to die from the coronavirus as there will be in 3 years, but we'll be dealing with it. We'll be taking it in stride. Right now, it's something that's we haven't dealt with before. This thing, we don't know how bad it's going to get because it's so aggressive, so fast moving, so transmissible, so virulent, and so aggressive. We don't know. That's the thing. It's the unknown. That's where your fear and anxiety emanates from. My fear and anxiety emanates from the unknown. Do you think the stock market has crashed? It's dropped 10,000 points because in a couple of weeks because IBM or Exxon are going to go bankrupt? No, they it's dropped because of the unknown. What do we not know? And so how do we deal with that? How do we deal with the fear and anxiety? And I'm a realist. This is scary for me too, but I will tell you that the way I deal with this is by looking back on things that I've already dealt with in my past. I call it perspective, and I'll have more to say about that a little bit later in the week. But I call it perspective because I've been around a long time. I've had my career is over 50 years. I've had more than a 50-year career. Actually, about 54 years, 53 years. And so I've seen a lot of stuff, a lot of recessions, a lot of stuff. And the best way for me to deal with my fear and anxiety is two ways. Two things. Number one, actually maybe three. One is to put things in perspective with what you've already dealt with. Think back on the things that you were tough on you, that were challenges, and that you dealt with, number one. Number two, believe in yourself. Believe in yourself, the things that you've dealt with, yourself. Believe in yourself. Number three, we need to believe in each other. Let's believe in each other. Those three things, perspective, believe in yourself, and let's believe in each other. That's what will get us through this. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.